Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Samechtes. The Gemara in Amud Beis, immediately after the Mishnah, brings the Gemara that we had in Bobakamo, Midin Kavachoymer Ketzer. How do we know that there's a concept of Kavachoymer? We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu by Miriam. Vayom Hashem Moshe Vaviyah Yorak Yorak Vifaneo. That he has to be, she has to be away for 7 days. So Kavachoymer from there, the Shekhinah, should be at least 14 days. And from here we learn Dayoy, meaning that you can't be more than what you learn from. So you learn Kavachoymer that should be 7 days, and you learn also Dayoy that should not be more than 7 days. So many of the Sifri Hasidus quote the Magid Mezrich, which is printed in the Ur Toyro in Pashas Baal Oyscho, that he says, why doesn't it say in the Torah clearly that Kosh Boku should have said Kavachoymer L'Shechina Yudal Yoyim? Doesn't say that. It says that the Father is 7 days, and we know that from here you're going to know 14, but you have Dayoy. Why doesn't it say that clearly in the Torah? So the Magid Mezrich has a very short sentence. And in that sentence, he says a big yesoit. So you should know that Yugimul Midos, Sha'atoy Nidreshus Behem, the 13 different ways to dash in the Torah, is the Keneged Yugimul Midos Sherachim, is the 13 paths of Rachim, of mercy. Now, what's the first Midah of Rachim? So according to what's brought in the Tosfos, and this is the sheet of the Arizal, the first midah Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim is Kael. Kael Rachum Echadon. So Kael is the first one. What is the first midah Shatur Nidreshes Bahem? Kal V'Chomer. So Kal V'Chomer is Keneged the midah of Kael. So here the Magid Medrash comes to finish the answer and says something which is not so clear. He says, because the midah of Kavachomer is Keneged midah Kael, and Moshe said, Kael no refon no lo, that's why Kodesh Baruch answered this way. What does it mean? So the Aram Ve'Nachal in Parshas Vayetze, when he quotes the Magid Mezrich, he explains that the question was, why doesn't it say clear in the Torah? The answer is, I want to teach you the midah of Kavachomer. Why I want to teach the midah of Kavachomer? Because Moshe Rabbeinu used the midah of Kael. And Kael is connected to Kavachomer. So when Moshe Rabbeinu used the midah of Kael, came the concept of Kavachomer and was introduced to Moshe. The way the Bnei Yisachar quotes it, he says a little different. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have refuah because he wanted the midah of Kael to be effective. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know how you can be me'oyer the midah of Kael? You know how you're going to trigger the midah of Kael? Learn Kavachomer. Because you'd give me this, can I get, you'd give me this. So when you do Kavachomer, which is the first midah Shatur Nidreshes Bahem, that will bring the midah of Kael, which is the first midah of Rachmim, that will bring refuah to Miriam. So according to the Arvei Nachal, because he said Kael, that's why he learned Kavachomer. According to Bnei Yisachar, because he did Kavachomer, that's why he was Meir the midah of Kael. Now this yesoid that the Yudgil Midas Shatur Nidreshes Bahem, it's connected to Yudgil Midas Shirachmim, this the Bnei Soschar speaks a lot about in his farm, and also Kedushas Levi has a longer richus to show Haich Mido, the Midas Shatur Nidreshes Bahem, is connected to one of the Midas of Rachmim. Mention one thing over here, the Bnei Soschar writes in a few places. One of the places is the Agur de Kalon Pashas Chukas. He says, you know, we have a concept that Milsa Dasv Kavachomer, Torah Vekos Lon Kro. Something that you can learn from Kavachomer, it's still written in the Torah. Why do you have that only in Kavachomer? We never say that something that you can learn in Gzeir Shavo, the Torah wrote. So why Kavachomer the Torah write? So he says the aside that Kadosh Baruch Hu was coming to show, Kavachomer is based on logic. So you would think it's a Seichel Enoshi. I want to show you that Kavachomer comes from above, comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's written in the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm the one giving it to you. It's not only a logic, but it's something that's a skomas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he continues and says the yisoid that we learned. Because the midah which is keneged Kavachomer is a midah of Kael. What is Kael? Kael is chesed. Kavachomer is called din. In oinchim min adin. Mahaloy dinu. Din is what Adam has. You have a din, judgment. You have a certain rules. That's what we have. Chesed is what Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us from above. Oilom chesed ibone. So when we connect the Sechel HaEnoshi, which is din, to getting it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a connection of having chesed within the din. So that's the nikudo of Kavachomer. Kavachomer is something logical, which is the Adam, but it connects to the chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu from above. And that's the beginning, that's the opening of Yigil Midas Shirachim. What's Yigil Midas Shirachim? That within the din of the world, there's a rachamim and chesed coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from above that is beyond the limitations of this world. Because when we are knowing Midas Adin with connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that's the whole idea of Kal Vachomer, it's our logic, but connected to Hashem, so we may know the whole Midas Adin in the world is also always connected to Midas HaChesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we snag imonu Midas HaRachvim. We can add to that, that's what Kal Vachomer is all about. Kal Vachomer, the Shurish Kal Vachomer. You look at Kal Vachomer from a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Aviyah, from a father, to Hashem. So we're connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Midah of Kal Vachomer. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.